again. So happy you're here to join us for today's inspiration on the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us is Paul Sedan. He's from San Francisco, California.
In the Bible, we read of a time when the people mobbed Jesus, but he passed right through the crowd and went on his way. How did this happen? Is there a divine law that we can rely on when we are faced with a dangerous situation? Something that at first might seem unrelated, but that has helped me in so much, is a quote from the book, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures. Its author, Mary Baker Eddy, who discovered Christian Science, wrote, "Metaphysics resolves things into thoughts and exchanges the objects of sense for the ideas of soul. Soul is another name for God." Metaphysics is defined as the science of the inward and essential nature of things. These inward things are the thoughts or suggestions that come to consciousness. What Eddy discovered is that our acceptance or rejection of these thoughts determines our experience. To exchange sense objects for soul ideas is simply to challenge what the material senses say is real for the truth about the nature of things. It is literally obeying St. Paul's command to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. One time I was in New York City for a day-long inspirational meeting. Later, as I was walking to a parking garage, it became clear to me that instead of persons and things, I was really seeing the ideas of soul, and that as a completely spiritual idea, all I could see was soul expressing itself. Suddenly, I noticed a group of young men walking beside me, eyeing my overnight bag. The thought came, "These boys can do no harm." Immediately, one of them said, "Let's get out of here." And they left. As I continued walking, a man came up to me and asked, "What did you do?" "One of the gang was holding a knife to my throat," he said, "demanding my wallet. He looked at you and put away his knife and left." Awed by this, I could only reply that it was the law of God in action. The Bible is full of examples of overcoming hatred, hostility, and persecution by watching thought and seeing the ever-presence of God as the only reality. We can experience this same safety, too.
Did you find today's ideas inspiring? Have some of your own? We'd love to hear them. Submit your healing message at christianscience.com/dailylift. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.